Proclamation number 4057 of 7th of June, 1947. Effect of the power from God. The fact that the power from God imparts itself to people who open their hearts to Him, if they pray to Him in spirit and truth, can be recognized by the human being's will, who always turns more and more towards God, who strives for good and detests evil. For the strength from God always has a supporting effect, it will always lead towards God, it is, so to speak, the means of attraction which God uses to direct His living creations towards Himself again, and thus anyone who allows God's power to flow through himself, who consciously receives it because he deeply desires it, will also certainly reach his aim. He will find union with God, for the power of God flowing through him shapes his nature such that it adjusts itself to God's nature, becomes love and bridges every gulf, that it finally completely hands itself over to God and thus unites with the eternal love, which therefore wants to impart strength to people unmeasured in order to thereby win them for eternity. But how the strength from God expresses itself depends on the human being's will. He can appeal to God in the realization of his inadequacy, and this prompts God to help him in every weakness. Thus the assistance for the human being comes in the form of strengthening, which makes itself felt in increased earthly activity as well as in increased spiritual striving, so that the human being takes the path leading upwards as a matter of course. He can no longer have any other thought than to reach his aim on earth and to fulfill God's will, and his striving is directed towards God and disregards everything earthly as far as it does not belong to his range of tasks into which God himself has placed him. God draws him, for he wants to make his living creations happy, and thus it is a grace. It is God himself who turns the spiritual in the human being towards himself, provided that the human being's will grants him the right, that he submits himself to his will of his own accord and always puts divine will first and expresses this through his prayer, which earns him unmeasured strength and grace. Amen.